Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, pre-Frisco edition, as the NDSU Bison are getting ready to take on Montana State. I think the last I saw was 8.5-point favorite for the NDSU Bison in that game. And what did coming into the playoffs, wasn't it 8th-ranked Montana State, 2nd-ranked NDSU? So I think all the tea leaves suggest it's a Bison win, not to mention, just chat with Matt Larson, the NDSU athletic director. You're going to hear part of that interview coming up today on the program. And he talked about just how you can't go anywhere in Frisco right now. They've been down there since yesterday. And sea of green and gold. It's just unbelievable. So if you're Montana State fans, if you're Montana State, athletic program and football team, don't think you're not, going, what the heck? Are we in Fargo or are we in Frisco, Texas? So that's got to help a little bit, too. So pretty fun, for sure. Welcome to an edition of What's On Your Mind, a Thursday pre-Frisco edition. As I say, tomorrow, if you are headed down to the game, we will be at the Marriott Legacy in Frisco. It's sort of the team headquarters and all the fun. Matt Larson was telling us the apparel store will be there. They're having the big fan event that is free with music, and Senator Hovind, Governor Burgum will be there. That's a lot of fun, too. Former players and current, it's just so dang cool. It really is. And that's Friday night, the Cool America Arena. They do that on Friday night, so that's going to be a lot of fun. It's just a lot going on. But if you're down there Friday, our What's On Your Mind broadcast will be in the lobby of the Frisco Marriott Legacy. So come on by and find us. Great story I have to share right at the top of the show about Monty from Tioga. So, as you know, we had some tickets that came to us from Dakota Supply Group. And there really were no strings on the tickets. They just said, use them the best you can, if it's for your folks, whatever. And we said, how about, since I'm going down, I'm going to be there anyway, I'll host some people that, can use the tickets. And tell us a story about why you need tickets. And Monty from Tioga called yesterday on the show, and Monty said some version of this. I graduated from NDSU in 1972, and I have not been to a game since I was in school. I would just really love to go. And it was a pretty cool story, and so we just said, okay, you got a pair. You got a pair. Just find a way to get there, but you got a pair. And instantly, do you remember this, Todd? Todd was not on yesterday. That's right. Kevin was on. Instantly, we started getting texts saying, hey, I'll help Monty get there. I'll help Monty get there. And so Monty is, thanks to the generosity of our listeners, got one half of his travel arrangement taken care of. And my wife was so impressed with the story, she said, here's a $100 bill. Give it to Monty for snacks at the game. So it's so cool.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to follow his travels all the way down. But we had folks yesterday say, put me in for $200. Another guy said, put me in for $50. And so his ticket's already half paid for. He's going on the North Dakota Petroleum Council Frisco fan bus that is leaving Bismarck this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Okay, and I think there's still seats on that as well. Mike Schmitz is organizing that for us out of Bismarck, and I can give you Mike's number here just if anybody else is looking for tickets. I heard that a flight out of Williston was canceled this morning or last night.
No.
Or, yeah, I don't know how that happened, but a flight out of Williston or Minot, I forget which, was canceled. And so that has already had some people scrambling, and they're on that bus now as well. So we're really glad we did the North Dakota Petroleum Council Valley bus Frisco fan. We call it the Plan B bus, just if, you know, if we're planning on, right? I mean, yeah, you need a Plan B on times like this. So,
well, the, really, way the airlines are canceling, I'd rather make a bus a Plan A. It might actually happen.
Exactly right. So, if I don't know how many seats are left on it, but it's MidwestSportsTours.com, MidwestSportsTours.com, and Mike Schmitz, the organizer, 701-527-7868, 701-527-7868. If you're looking for a Plan B, 2:30 this afternoon, you need to be, I think it's the North Walmart they're leaving from, but call them for all the details, MidwestSportsTours.com or 701-527-7868. And if you want to contribute to the Monty Fund, God bless you, and thank you for doing what you did yesterday. It just warmed my heart. I was literally on the phone at 10, 11 o'clock last night trying to organize all this, and Monty was so touched. It was just so darn cool. His grandson's driving him down to Bismarck, and so he's going to be able to be on the bus. And thank you, Dakota Supply Group. Thank you, North Dakota Petroleum Council. Just a lot of dang fun. I have another tickets are sort of falling out of the sky right now, and so same rules apply. If you've got a good story about why you ought to be there, give us a call. Right here on the program today, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. That's my number, so you can text that, or the show text is 701-237-1590. All right, on the program today, again, you'll be hearing from Matt Larson, NDSU Athletic Director. Lynn Helms is going to be here, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources. I was at a legislative hearing that Lynn testified a little bit about sort of the look ahead for 2022, and I learned a few things that I didn't know about. One of them was the billions of dollars in Bakken profits that have been reinvested in other oil plays, and that makes me wonder what's going on there. Lynn was doing a little digging on that, but one of this budget committee, Mike Howe chairs it, legislator from Castleton, and so I'm looking forward to finding out what he's learned there. I also learned that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is still actively trying to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. I thought that was long settled by a judge. We followed this probably closer than anybody, Todd, on this program. You lived it, for crying out loud, day in and day out. We've been on that story from the first moment that the pipeline was sited and planned and announced on Energy Matters, and then ultimately, obviously, built and approved by the Army Corps of Engineers and the Public Service Commission and everything else. And it's just been one eco-terrorist, ridiculous environmental extremist agenda ever since. And now the Biden administration, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, are in on it, too. So we're going to get the latest on that from Lynn. And then just also what he foresees in 2022 with the numbers. Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to be here. And, you know, he's planning a big trip around North Dakota, the winter tour. So we'll get an update on that. And John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment, doing some incredible work on critical race theory, as well as some of the COVID overreach, I'll call it, by the state of Minnesota, which is whipsawing back. So all that on the program coming up. What is today on the calendar, Todd? I don't have a calendar in front of me. What is today?
I don't know. I haven't heard. I haven't heard a single news outlet make reference to the fact that today, just kidding, January 6th. Dun, dun, dun.
Here, let me give you an example of some of what Todd's talking about. Joe Biden, the President of the United States, gave a speech this morning. It's most, first of all, if I didn't have my wits about me, I would have watched that, and I would have been throwing things at the TV. Worse than a Nerf Vikings football, okay? I would have been throwing, like, shoes at it. It was so disgusting. But a part of me, about three or four phrases into his talking points in, I almost started laughing, because it's so obvious that Joe Biden is literally in the middle of the biggest damage control presidency in our lifetime. And he is clinging to anything. And this guy knows no decency when it comes to exploiting something for his political gain. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the corporate media, they're all in on this. They are trying to exploit January 6th for what it was not. Before I give you some examples, I want to tell you this. In my mind, here's what it was. A sad chapter in the history of the United States, because some people chose to break the law. Were they pawns? Were they blameless victims in some sort of other, like, scheme by some people? I don't care. I was there that night. I didn't break the law. I was rooting for people like Jim Lankford. Wonderful, godly, former pastor of a kids' Bible camp down there, United States Senator, who said, really, there's just enough questions. We should just take a little bit of time here and at least have this run to ground a little bit so we don't have to, he didn't say this at the time, have this be a controversy for the next year and how many years and everything else. And this idea that it was subverting the Constitution is ridiculous. How is the Constitution subverted or even tried to? Some senators were raising points of order based on the timeline. You could say it was constitutional or not constitutional. That's for a Supreme Court or some judge to say. But the idea that it was some blatant, assault on the Constitution is just the most ridiculous example of political.
But never let the truth get in the way of a good story, though.
Oh, my gosh. But in the course of talking about this, I don't want to diminish the fact that if I was a Capitol Police officer or a member of the Senate or the House, I'd have been scared out of my mind. There were total nut jobs in the chamber of the United States Senate who broke the law and are going to pay the price, and they should. That having been said, it is not what these leftists want you to believe it is, including the media and Democrats. Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. You know, the word safe is so overused right now, it's unbelievable. But if you want to be safer, is that a word, Todd? My grammar okay there? More safe or safer? What's the word I should use here? My proper grammar. I always got to go to Todd, the word police.
Don't make me the word police.
Yeah. It's just a word now, right? Be safe. And it's become almost a little, I don't know. It is what it is. But in all seriousness, people are concerned, and they should be concerned. And everything you can do, build up your immune system. You know, if you talk to your doctor, says the vaccination is better for you, keep you away from the worst of worth, do it. Well, I mean, just do what you need to do to feel comfortable to protect yourself. Some people say, I'll just build up my immune system. That's great. Some people say it's very obvious with the vaccine that there is a less chance of hospitalization or the worst of the worst, ventilator, getting really sick. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to boost whatever it is. Indoor air quality is probably the easiest thing for you to do, because that shouldn't be much of a decision to say bad stuff out, good stuff in. And the indoor air quality experts in this region, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, the folks doing it for hospitals and schools and long-term care facilities, H.A. Thompson and Sons, and they can do it for your home. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, 21 past the hour, so let me just finish a little bit on my thoughts on the January 6th ordeal and the way it is being used. Okay? CNN and MSNBC, it's like Christmas morning for them right now. They are so fired up, Todd. They are giddy that they get to celebrate the anniversary of January 6th. And why anybody would want to celebrate it is just absolutely beyond me. That's what they're doing.
Kidding.
That's what they're doing. Including, by the way, he's into the game now. Barack Obama. Ding, ding, ding. I mean, they've been working on this for a year. Their little rollout of how can we get this back in the news? And let me just cut to the chase. All of this noise is about one thing. Two words, Donald Trump. And it is a fear of Donald Trump returning to the White House, returning to running the government of the United States of America. This is what they have to put a dagger in. Okay? This is what they have to put a dagger in right now. They can't do it fast enough. They want to, figuratively, put a dagger in Donald Trump. Done, over, no way he can run again. Headline from Fox right now, from CNN right now, Biden tears into Trump, blames him for January 6th violence. This is their game. What does Obama say? Actively undermining democracy at home. We can't set an example when our own leaders are willing to fabricate lies and cast down on the results of free and fair elections. Biden said in his speech today, our Constitution faced grave threats, the gravest of threats. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, how the Constitution was threatened on January 6th. A bunch of knuckleheads were allowed to go into the Capitol. A few of them broke windows and went in illegally. The vast majority of them literally walked in. The video's everywhere. It's why they've been suppressing it. Does it make them any less culpable, in my mind, if they walked in and then go to Nancy Pelosi's desk and break a keyboard or something stupid? That's against law. You can't do that. The Capitol, however, is ours. There are real people in the Capitol every single day. Now, they go through security and a process and all that, but it isn't like the people can't go into the Capitol. That's our Capitol. How a handful of these absolute idiot morons did that on January 6th is repulsive. And anyone that broke the law that day should be in jail. But when they call it a deadly assault on the Capitol, the only thing that I can legitimately point to as a very tragic death was that of a protester. Now, this is not popular with some in our audience, but when I hear law enforcement officers say, get back, get back, get back, get back, and nobody gets back, bad things can happen. And they did. I wish that woman had not been shot. But repeated attempts to get them to go back didn't happen. And then, by the way, the frontline Capitol Police left. They talked to each other and said, what should we do here? They retreated. And that's when that mob came ever closer to getting very close to members of Congress. And so that's why Ashley Babbitt was shot. So no different than I believe George Floyd is dead today, as much for his lack of complying with law enforcement because of his meth use or whatever, as what Derek Chauvin did in the arrest. Both in my mind, which were wrong. But you got to say there's some culpability among people who are criminals. Now, did they go in with the right intentions? Whatever. But it is not what it is being purported to be. And somebody has to tell me how our Constitution faced a threat. If challenging the Constitution is a threat, lock up the Founding Fathers, for crying out loud. Everybody that said, let's change the Constitution. Let's do an amendment to the Constitution. Grave threat! And while the FBI has been able to find every Yahoo that unwillingly walked in there, and these idiots, who did, they found them all. They've locked up people who literally walked into an open door. And they still can't find the pipe bomber. Does anybody else find that a little curious? So there's plenty of questions to go around, but the idea that our Constitution was threatened, in my mind, is ridiculous. You tell me if you think I'm wrong. Joe Biden said today, lives that drove the riot haven't abated. Lies that drove the riot haven't abated. Well, give me a list of them, and let's go down one by one and see what you're talking about, Joe. He said there's zero proof the election results were inaccurate. Okay? Let's go line by line on what you're talking about there, because I absolutely believe that isn't 100% true. Have some of the accusations been proven wrong? Absolutely. No doubt about it. Has everyone? Why do we have a Supreme Court case that attorney generals across the United States are looking at today to say Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, who am I forgetting? Arizona, to have them in there? I forget one other one in there, but you know what I'm saying. States that are being challenged. Arizona is not what you think it was. Oh, there was nothing to see in Arizona. The attorney general of Arizona right now is reviewing evidence about wrongdoing in Arizona. So the idea that there's zero proof the election results were inaccurate is ridiculous. Arizona alone could prove that. Now, would it overturn the election? Is there a mechanism to say, okay, Arizona was wrong, Wisconsin was wrong, now what do we do? It's tricky. There's no black and white, oh, here's what we do in that case in the Constitution. So the remedy's tough, but it doesn't mean the election was perfect. And Biden said his speech today and this dog and pony show they're pulling off on January 6th is about making sure the past isn't buried. Well, you know, if we're not going to worry about the past being buried, can we talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, Todd? Can we talk about Joe Biden and China cutting deals? Can we?
Why would we not?
We can't bury the past. So, you know, let's talk about where the real Russia controversy is, right? Lies that drove this riot haven't abated. It's a battle for the soul of America. We must preserve the promise of America. He said all this stuff today.
Drama, drama, drama.
And by the way, just so you know, you can't be patriotic and still believe there were election problems, according to Joe. And you can't love your country only when you win. Oh, this is so disgusting to me. You can't even believe it.
Somebody tell him that, too, by the way.
It's just disgusting. Tell me if I'm wrong, folks, but I just think it's the overreach is ridiculous, and it's going to boomerang on them.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia sent paratroopers into Kazakhstan on Thursday to put down a countrywide uprising after deadly violence spread across the former Soviet state. Police say they have killed dozens of rioters in the main city of Almaty. State television said 13 members of security forces have died. Internet service has been cut off to the country, but what we know is that the people on the streets accuse the authorities of amassing huge wealth in oil and minerals, while the nation of 19 million remain mostly poor. The Chicago Teachers Union canceled classes for a second straight day after failing to reach an agreement Wednesday with the school district over remote learning and other COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
When you tell me you're too busy to be at the table all day long to get a deal done, you tell that to our parents and those kids who are suffering and depend upon us.
USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. Never been happier. Never been happier than a product in my life. Not so much because, you know, I mean, the cell service is cell service, right? That's fine. Whether you have, you know, blue, red, yellow, whatever brand you're buying, you make a call, it works. Your data works, your text work, whatever. But I love the fact that every month there's a little debit in the Hannon family account, and it goes to Patriot Mobile. And these are folks that support veterans and first responders, and proceeds of every single dollar they get, religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life. It's incredible. It really is. And if you find yourself just turning on the news and feeling helpless these days about open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns increasing again, inflation, whatever, there's something you can do about it, and that's buy from a company that believes what you and I believe, and that's what Patriot Mobile's all about. So free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. They make it so easy. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. 27 before the top of the hour. John Hinderrocker in a moment here from the Center of the American Experiment. Rick in Battle Lake, Minnesota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Scott. See, I was at the Capitol 8 hours before the breach happened, and I have information that I don't think's ever been exposed. But anyway, I do ministry, so I was walking around the Capitol, and it's about a two-mile walk around the Capitol. An hour and a half before the breach happened, on the mall side of the Capitol, about 100 yards from the Capitol, a group of about 100 to 150 men came marching towards me, singing, "They hate Antifa, they're going to kill Antifa." And, you know, that kind of group of men sticks out real fast. I went up to them with my signs and my Jewish flag that stand 12 feet above the earth, and stopped them and talked to them, and they did talk to me. They did stop. And the one thing they told me, they hated Capitol Police because Capitol Police at a previous riot that I'd actually been at had beaten up some Proud Boys. Well, anyway, the leader of the group got nervous as I was talking to them and started to have them disperse. And as they were leaving, one of them handed me a bracelet that I have saying they were the Proud Boys. And then they dispersed around the Capitol. And I believe without a doubt, these were the people that initiated the breach. They had backpacks on and that. And I also believe and know this had nothing to do with President Trump's speech, because they were there an hour and a half before the Capitol riot. And where I met them, there were no people, because that was on the side of the Capitol where they're building the scaffolding. And so there's no Capitol police. There was just me and these 150 men. But then they proceeded to move one of the barriers and move closer to the Capitol. So anyway, I think what we've been told about what happened is a lie.
And, you know, a lot of the data has not come out yet. You know what I mean? Video. You know, we've not seen a lot of things. There's a friend of mine, Dennis Miller, is a farmer from up by Devil's Lake. His son's a priest, a friend of ours that was at St. Anne Joachim, a church we're at, Father Jason Miller. And Dennis Miller had video. He was there as well, hopped on a bus, and just was there to witness everything. And the video and the pictures that he showed me were pretty amazing, because he was a ways back as the breach was just about to happen. And he talked about people in MAGA shirts and, you know, all kinds of Trump regalia, hats and all kinds of things, had earpieces, you know, like social, like Secret Service or something, right? And he said, I finally figured out that the guys way back by me, probably 100 yards from the entrance, were directing people up by the window that was broken. Go left. No. Further left kind of deal, right? And sort of orchestrating. He's like, what is going on? And he finally figured out, okay, this guy's talking to a guy up there, and look at that guy's moving, and was taking pictures of it and video, showed it to me. And, you know, I don't know who they were. I don't know that we can know. But the idea that this was just some organic, you know, deal and that Trump motivated these people is the biggest lie of all lies about January 6th. If Donald Trump was responsible for what happened on January 6th, he was a miserable failure, because 1 million people were down at the rally, if you will, by the Washington Monument and the Ellipse by the White House. And as you say, my estimation by Capitol Police, because I went in 2 hours before the breach happened into the Capitol, it was about 15,000 people were up there hours before the event. Hours. So they didn't listen to Donald Trump and say, we're going to go up there, we're going to break in. They were already there. And they were shields, those 15,000 people, for folks like you're describing in my mind, Rick. That's the kind of people that they were shields for. They might have been there mad about the election results or whatever, but the idea that the people that came to Washington, D.C. on January 6th were a bunch of crazy nutcase thugs was true for about 1% of the crowd. 99% of the crowd was just frustrated as all get out about what happened and the remedy for it. They were not there to do anyone harm, break into anything. They cared about their country. And this is such it's a made-for-TV event. It makes me just insane. And your example, Rick, I think is pretty common right now. You're hearing a lot just exactly like that.
Now, these guys were really tough guys. I've worked with pro athletes. I go into inner city. I go into the prisons. These guys were tough soldiers. They were not little wimps. And I do know they had it all pre-planned, but there were not many people around the Capitol. There's about 250 in front by the Supreme Court that were praying. There was church services, people praying. But on the backside, that hour and a half before the breach, these guys and me were the only people there. And the Capitol Police had to notice them. The FBI had to. And now they say that the FBI had infiltrated this group, but it was at least 150 strong. It wasn't 10 or 15. There were a lot of these guys that marched towards me.
And who do you think they were?
I think they were the Proud Boys. Reason is they were tough. And I've been to other riots, and I've actually talked with Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Plaza. I've been to their riots. Antifa are kind of little wimpy guys. Black Lives Matter people I can talk to and get along with. These guys were warriors. These were tough, tough individuals. They weren't So I think they were the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, who are an ultra-right-left group that's despicable also. So that's who I think they were.
Fascinating conversation, Rick. I'm going to put you on hold so Daniel can get your information, because I'd like to get a few people that did the kind of work you did that day and have a little bit of a different, well, not a little bit, a lot of different story than the story that's been told by the corporate media trying to make this into something it wasn't. Appreciate your call, Rick. John Hinderrocker from the Center of American Experiment is here. James and Cavalier, Sylvester in South Dakota want to weigh in here as well. John, you and I have talked about this before, and, you know, anybody that broke the law that day deserves to be in jail. There's no defending people who actually breached the Capitol and all of that. little bit of a gray line on the folks. You would know this as a lawyer, on somebody that just walked into an open door, on whether that was quote-unquote trespassing. But what do you make of the effort, Joe Biden's speech today and this whole game, to make January 6th into this insurrection and this, Trump bad? It seems like such an overreach by the left. What's your take on it?
Yeah, Scott, it's the insurrection to which not a single person thought to bring a firearm. how's that for an insurrection or a coup or whatever they want to call it? I mean, this is the most overhyped news story of modern times. I think back to when Democrats illegally occupied the state capitol of Madison, Wisconsin for 4 months and committed many, many criminal assaults in the course of doing so. Those people were not even criticized, let alone condemned by leaders of the Democratic Party. They were generally supported. And if you look at the riots that we had, starting with the George Floyd riots in the summer of 2020, well, what happened in the Capitol a year ago today would not be on the list of the 50 worst riots of the ensuing year. Not one of the 50 worst. It was nowhere near as bad, nowhere near as violent or as destructive as the riot that the Democrats put on in January of 2017, the day when Donald Trump was inaugurated, to protest his inauguration. That was way worse. So yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Scott. This is the most ridiculously overhyped story of our time.
You know, what's that old line about he who doth protest too much? It just seems to me to be almost like a desperate ploy. You know, they've choreographed this whole thing. They got Biden up at the Capitol. Every network took it today. Then he does a press conference after. Obama puts out a statement right after. This seems to me like we got to change the narrative. We are in crisis mode in this presidency, so let's make this about Trump and do everything in our power to destroy him, because by golly, if he comes back, we're going to be out of power forever. Doesn't it seem desperate and like a big overreach politically?
Well, I sure hope so, Scott. I mean, I think the answer is yes. I don't think that families who are concerned about inflation or people who are disgusted by the withdrawal from Afghanistan and so forth, I don't think are going to be particularly swayed by any of this. But it's really interesting. I saw a news story just yesterday, Scott, where Mark Elias, who's a guy, by the way, who probably ought to be in jail. You know, the whole Russia collusion hoax really goes back to Mark Elias. But he's talking about trying to bar some Republican congressman from running for re-election on the ground that they were supportive in some way of the January 6th protest. And he's looking at language in the 14th Amendment that bars former Confederate soldiers from holding federal office. And he's saying that should preclude certain sitting congressmen who are Republicans from running for re-election. I mean, it's unbelievable how far the Democrats want to try to run with this silly story.
John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment, do some amazing work on so many fronts, fighting quite a battle in Minnesota, and thankfully expanding their good work to North Dakota as well in 2022. We're really looking forward to that. AmericanExperiment.org to find out more about the good work they do. And, of course, you see John on a number of shows and a number of talk shows, even guest hosts for Hugh Hewitt once in a while, right, and Dennis Prager and others. And Laura Ingraham's a big fan, so you see John on Fox News and other places as well. We love having him here. Only have about 45 seconds left. You make a very good point, by the way, about January 17th and that protest, because I was there, too, for that pre-inaugural. And actually, at the inaugural, it was ugly. It was so awful. It was downright scary. In a way, January 6th was not until the actual breach. And also, how about Black Lives Matter? How about those riots? Are those insurrections?
Well, about 30 people have been killed in the Black Lives Matter / Antifa riots, far more violent. Come to Minneapolis, I'll show you a stretch of Lake Street 2 miles long that's been burned down by these rioters. I mean, what happened on January 6th was small potatoes compared to what's been going on across the country.
What's priority one for the center in 2022, real quick?
First priority is to get the $7.7 billion projected surplus into the hands of the taxpayers.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. So Minnesotans, John Hinderrocker's on that wall for you, and the team at Center American Experiment, and bringing their watchdog skills to North Dakota as well, and grassroots activism. So they do good work. AmericanExperiment.org. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Scott.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia, too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at ADMnow.com.
Plains Ag, always delivering productivity and the advanced systems you need for your farming operation. And Case IH always delivers. It's a new year. The staff and management at Plains Ag wants to take this time to wish everyone a great and happy new year and the season to come with the best yields yet. Happy New Year from Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains Incorporated.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. By the way, we still have some tickets for the NDSU National Championship game against Montana State. Dakota Supply Group and some benevolent folks have so enjoyed the story of Monty from Tioga, who called yesterday and is going to be headed there. I just found out Monty is having some car trouble in Tioga, so I don't know if somebody is coming through Tioga on their way to the bus that is departing Bismarck at 3 o'clock, but if you are, text me at 701-367-2054 because Monty's got some car trouble there. We got to get him to Bismarck for the 3 o'clock departure of the North Dakota Petroleum Council Bison fan bus. It's leaving Bismarck at 3 o'clock today. It'll come through Fargo and then head on down to Frisco, Texas. Speaking of which, I don't know what I did with the time, but I can't find my bison wire. You know, I've been to Frisco. I generally do. Whenever I go to Frisco, I buy another piece of bison where I can't find it. So I don't know. I thought this morning, you know what? I better call my friends at PetroServe USA, see what they have, and then I'll stop by. And they said, we'll do you one better. We'll just come on over there. Jenny from PetroServe USA is here right now, and she brought some fun things over for us to take a look at here because, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but PetroServe USA is the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison. Hi, Jenny. How are you? Well, wonderful. I can't hear Jenny right now, so we'll have to fix that. Jenny, you just show me on camera what you have. Jenny has a pair of NDSU caps. Okay, so I like those. Two choices there. You see those here? You got that's kind of the Bison logo, but that little rough look to it there, and then the actual logo. Okay, and caps. I like that black one. That black one's pretty nice. So these are hats. I got, you know, cap and a hat. Keep you warm and cover your toque. Cover your, you know. You see those, Tom?
Well, given the temperatures we're going to have in North Dakota for the next few days, you probably want to have a nice warm cap or two.
60 for game day there. Okay, all right. And now the T-shirts. Hold the T-shirts up. There's an NDSU.
They probably
bison.
Consider 60 cold down there, don't they?
That one's pretty nice. Okay, and then let's see here. That other one would be like a pullover. This is an Under Armour pullover. I like that. See that,
there you
Tom?
Go. Very
That's
nice.
That's a nice one. Okay, hand me that one. That one's for sure going on. I'm going to put that baby on right here. Let me hold it up for folks that are watching. If you're on the stream on our Facebook page, What's On Your Mind Facebook page, you're watching this show, also on our website. I know it's hard to see on the radio, but this is sharp, okay? And I'll post a photo here shortly. Sweatshirts. Okay, these are hoodies. Carhartt.
There you go.
NDSU Bison. That is darn hard to turn down. Carhartt, my gosh, that'll keep me warm. Okay, the black one there looks very nice. This is Nike. No, it's Carhartt, too. Another Carhartt. Okay, hold that one up. Thank you, Jenny. And this is going to be a tough decision because the sweatshirts are fantastic. Oh, boy. Look at that one, Todd.
Oh,
look at
there
that
you
one.
Go.
That's called the Heritage Collection, and it has kind of the first Bison logo on it. And it is the, what do they call this? Snorty. Look at Snorty, Todd.
Snorty. I didn't know it had a name.
Oh, Snorty's going on. Snorty is so going on right now, it's going to be unbelievable. Okay, I've got Snorty on. Look at the others. Hold those up. That's also a nice one. That's a Coach's Choice. They don't come much better than Coach's Choice. Absolutely, they do great stuff. And by the way, you can get all these at Coach's Choice, all the brands, Under Armour, all of them. And that is, what brand's that one? Another Coach's Choice, and that's nice. I like the, say that again. A ladies' cowl neck. Oh, my, is that nice. Ladies, you're going to love that. Bottom line, as I put this sweatshirt on, get to a PetroServe USA today. If you're not going to the game, have the best attire. Get ready to watch the game, listen to the game. By the way, 550 K-Fire, the flagship of the NDSU Bison. Heard in every corner of North Dakota and beyond, day, night, anytime. Lock your radio on 550 K-Fire to hear the big Bison game. But if you can't be there, you might as well be in good Bison wear. Todd, you ready for this? And I think most of this audience knows.
As I'm sitting here watching Scott put on a pullover, he's got his headphones, and I'm wondering how he's going to do that without getting himself tangled here.
I don't want to be tangled, so you do the play-by-play, Todd. And you should also probably add the narrative that I bleed green and white, not green and gold. I am I'm a UND guy. So
that's why you couldn't find your old Bison wear. You have all that old UND wear clogging up the system.
I'm thinking some family members threw it away or burned it or something. I don't know, but I'm going to try and find out.
But all those Frisco football games, I mean, can we just not be one cohesive state for one day?
I hope so. I am. I'm in on that.
There we go.
How's that look, Todd?
Snorty.
I got Snorty on. I got Snorty, the new Snorty, on my hat. And I'm going to put a toque on here, too, for my ears. Look at that, folks.
Wow. Huh? You could be outside for hours with that.
Man alive. And these Carhartts are hard not to love, too, because they're going to be so dang warm. It can either be really nice in Frisco or really cold. It looks like 60 and sunny, but I would bring the warm. I'd grab a Carhartt to go as well at PetroServe USA. And these are at all your locations? Every location at PetroServe USA, Jenny, thanks for you coming. I appreciate it so much. I wish we could hear Jenny, but she's over in the microphone. This is what happens when Kevin Flynn goes to Frisco early. Nobody in there pushing the buttons, Todd, so I can't hear Jenny. But she is attired in PetraServe USA, red, white, and blue, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And my good friends at PetraServe USA said, Scott, why don't you give away some tickets for folks that have to stay home? They can come buy some of this apparel for tonight's NDSU women's basketball game against Denver. 7 o'clock tonight in the Shack. 4 tickets in my hand right here. And by the way, we still have tickets in Frisco, too. Some more details on that coming up. James and Cavalier, Andrew in Fargo, Mike in Fairbanks, Sylvester in Morristown, South Dakota, and Monty in Tioga, who's stuck. We got to throw
that
out.
No.
Let's go. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Cooler weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep running. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.